This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number 3. It's Ian here with you.
And Thorgo.
And Manwich.
You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Anything goes. By the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on that website is free. Coming up this hour, something about taxes. Manwich, you got an email about taxes. And it's the time to talk taxes. We've been holding off on it for most of the show. We will get to it. But first, let's talk sex offenders.
Okay.
Thorgo, what do we got?
All right, well, we've got dead sex offenders.
No.
Yeah.
I can't say that's really terrible in my mind, though.
Well, it depends. I mean, a sex offender is such a wide, the definition cuts a wide swath.
It does
because
do that.
You can be labeled a sex offender in many states because you peed in public.
That's true. Well, here's what's going on here. A day after two sex offenders were found shot to death in separate towns in Maine, and a suspect killed himself on a bus in Boston. Investigators said they still don't know how or if the three men were connected.
Hmm.
That's a very poorly worded paragraph.
How or if the
no,
three men were connected.
I understand that, but the lead into it doesn't make sense.
Okay, go ahead.
But the cops are like, we don't have a link, we don't have a connection, and we really have more questions than we have answers. What happened is Joseph Gray and Bill Elliott, both registered sex offenders, were found shot to death Sunday in their own hometowns, 25 miles apart.
Wow.
A man identified by police as Stephen Marshall was seen driving away from the scene of one of the shootings.
Hmm.
Now, the police don't know whether or not the guy seen running away knows either of the two dead men. They just saw him leaving the scene.
Was he wearing a ninja mask?
No, bandana around his face.
Okay, got it.
Black sweatpants. Almost 12 hours later, police pulled over a bus from Maine approaching Boston South Station. As officers boarded the bus, Marshall pulled out a .45 caliber handgun and shot himself in the head. So, the guy was a suspect in the shootings of these two sex offenders.
Right.
The police found out he was on a bus. They pulled the bus over, got on the bus, guy killed himself.
Hmm. That's amazing.
Now, there's no real evidence that these guys were connected in any fashion, but as a means of trying to help avoid this type of thing until their investigation is done, the state of Maine is taking their sex offender registry website offline.
Now, a lot of people would say that that's a bad thing. A lot of people would say that we need to know who these sex offenders are.
Absolutely not. I'm all for this. See, the thing is, every state in this country has a registered sex offenders list
that
is available to the public. Most of them have websites where you can just go and type in your neighborhood and see the names, addresses, workplaces, and telephone numbers of all of the sex offenders in your area.
Right. Now, it doesn't matter if these sex offenders were wrongly convicted.
Right.
That's not going to be a factor here.
No.
It doesn't matter if the sex offender was 19 with a 17-year-old girlfriend in some
states.
Exactly.
And maybe he was 19 when he got arrested, and now he's 30-something, and does it list what their offense was on these sex offender registries?
It does, but they're so vague. Like, for example, somebody who was 19 and had a 17-year-old girlfriend, 30 years later, when he's 49 years old, if you look him up on the website, it's going to say sex with a minor. Sex with a minor, yeah.
Right.
Statutory rape.
Right.
That's what it's going to say.
You don't get any details on the case.
No further information. It's just going to say, basically, that he touched a little kid. That's what anyone who looks, look at this old man, he touched a little kid.
Right, yeah.
No, he was 19, and his girlfriend was a year and a half younger than him.
Right, and if you happen to have known who the guy was, let's say you went to a neighborhood association meeting and met the guy and hit it off pretty well with him, you got along with him, in fact, you'd considered him maybe even a friend. You know, then you might come across this sexual registry and think otherwise. You know, just looking at this sexual registry might make you change your opinion on somebody that you know, and that's not right either.
I mean, here's another confirmed case. A sex offender registry website,
wow,
in Washington was cited in the deaths of two convicted sex offenders last summer.
Mm.
Michael Anthony Mullen said that he targeted the pair after finding them on his county's online list. He pleaded guilty to two counts of second-degree murder and was sentenced to more than 44 years in prison. But yeah, he looked at the local sex offender registry, found some people who had been convicted of touching children or being involved with someone underage, killed them. He's like, oh, there they are. Better go take them out, and admitted to it.
Well, this sort of
outrageous
happens with people who have to, you know, the flyers in the neighborhoods. Have you've
right?
seen that
yeah.
happen too?
Oh, yeah. One of the local radio stations here, I talked about this when it happened, was looking up sex offenders and then driving around in their big radio station van, broadcasting the guy's address and putting signs in all of the neighbor's yard with his picture
mm-hmm.
and directions to his house from where they were. And this guy's a sex offender, you know. And
you know, it's so outrageous that that guy, people this way.
And that guy who they're doing this to can't take any action. There's nothing he can do.
Move.
I mean, he can move, but I mean, as far as to stop this from taking place, to stop them from driving around the streets screaming about the things that he's done in the past, there's nothing he can do about it.
They should. This whole sex offender registry thing is ludicrous. I mean, really, these guys are being sentenced to a certain punishment in jail or probation or whatever it is that they get for their crimes. I mean, usually statutory rape will get you some jail time, as far as what I've seen. And then they get punished after the fact. Then they get punished by this ostracism factor.
If it's a portion of their punishment? I mean, essentially, if you get a sex offense charge today, you know that the sex offender registries exist.
I don't think everybody knows that.
Well, it doesn't really matter because it exists now.
It does exist.
And if you go and get that charge now, then it seems to me that you deserve to be put
on
that
parcel, huh?
That's the sentence, right?
But no, that's not a sentence. That's like, it's for life, dude. Most of these sex offender registries have that information for life. Some of them have some restrictions on their
time. I don't really feel bad. Like, I understand that some of them, like, there's a problem with the way sex offenders are labeled. I'll give you that. You know, if a person was, you know, 25.
Urinating public.
Urinating public, 25, mess around with a 17-year-old, or 21, messing around with a 14-year-old. I kind of understand where you're coming from. But if this guy's just a predator that waits for little boys and little girls to come along, and he molests them at his house?
Well, I think somebody who is a predator that's molesting little boys and girls would probably get a little bit more attention drawn to him, as opposed to, I mean, well, let's look at
they
the
They might have attention, but you may not know they're around the corner. I couldn't tell you what people
I don't
two
care
houses
who's
down
around
look
the
like.
I don't care who's around the corner. I don't ever know who's around the corner.
It's none of your business who's around the corner.
Yeah, I shouldn't get to know unless I go and knock on everybody's house's doors and talk to people.
Why is there a sex offender list, and why is there not a second-degree murder list? Why is there not a manslaughter list? Why is there not a bank robbery list?
Because
one has come up with that yet.
No. Here's the reason. Because it makes perfectly good sense. There are two types of crimes, essentially. Money-based crimes and passion-based crimes. Sex offenders are motivated by something I don't get to control. I can take my money and I can put it in a safe. But my kids ride around in bicycles on the street. And people don't like the idea that somebody might kidnap their kid.
What about property destruction crimes? What about somebody just breaking into your house and stealing things?
They hope that those people, well, that's money motivated.
But you can't put all of the possessions in your house
at least. I can have control over my own property.
Not if you're
not
home.
The thing is their kid. This is why kids are fat. Okay, because people are scared. They're scared that they won't let their kids outside.
That's retarded. Plenty of people let their kids outside. There's still Little League and there's still all kinds of sports things.
Are there suddenly more sex offenders today? No.
There are more sex offenders because
I doubt that.
We make them more. We create more sex offenders by increasing the charges. But there's
I see what you're saying.
Are there more people touching children than there were before?
I don't think there are.
No, not at all. Is there any more of a reason to be afraid today than there was before the sex offender registry?
Because
it just breeds fear and paranoia.
And just because you've been convicted of a so-called sex crime shouldn't mean that you're absolved of privacy for the rest of your life. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. What do you think? Is Manwich right? Should we have a sex offender registry list? Should it be available to the public? Or are these guys human beings too, and do they deserve privacy after they've served their sentence? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map. Listeners from all around the world, over 1,000 of them, have gone to the map at map.freetalklive.com and added themselves to it. It's easy. You punch in your location, your name, your photo of yourself, if you'd like, even a quote to go along with your entry, and you'll be entered as a digital pushpin on our map at map.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the sexual registries. They're in every state of the United States. When you get convicted of a so-called sex crime, your name goes into one of these registries when you get out of jail, and you're supposed to keep in touch with the state. For instance, if you move, you're supposed to inform them within a certain period of time of moving that you have moved. That way they can update the registry, and so people that are concerned with this sort of thing can go to the registries and punch in their location and find out who is around them that is a sex offender, or rather was a sex offender. And I think it's outrageous. I think it's a violation of their privacy. I think that you do not have the ability to violate someone's privacy after they've been out of after they've gotten out of jail. You could still have the record. Their record can still be on file. I mean, your records aren't going to go away. But to say that you have to report to the government your location, your whereabouts for the rest of your life is tantamount to making you a slave, man. Which, and I can't believe that you're for this. You're for this based on the emotional factor. You're for this based on the idea that, well, parents should know. Parents, you said last segment, the parents are afraid to send their kids outside
they
because
are afraid
of this.
And, by the way, the 13th Amendment frees us from involuntary servitude and slavery as long as we're not convicted of a crime. And they were. So, they
you don't
are.
Think it's a little bit, you don't think it's a little bit outrageous to suggest that somebody should be a slave for the rest of their lives because they had, for instance, sex with a girl that might have been under the age of 18?
I think that I've made it clear that there are some... You know, there's some gray areas in the sex offender
but nonetheless,
area.
You even though you think they're gray areas, you still support the system that they're being plugged into.
I do not support the system that they're being plugged into.
You support
into.
The registry.
I don't think the registry is a bad idea. I think people need
That's
to know
what
this
I mean
information.
By the system they're being plugged into.
What crime is most likely to recidivize?
I don't know.
Sex offenders.
Okay.
So, people want to know that stuff.
Well, people should be careful.
People can't protect themselves enough against sex offenders the way they can protect themselves against property criminals.
Absolutely they can protect themselves against sex offenders. You keep an eye on your kids, you know where they're going, and you don't just let them go anywhere they want to at any old time of day and night that they want to.
Parents are scared because parents are dumb.
Because parents suck at their jobs.
Parents are stupid. That's the problem. It's awful. I mean, it's not any more dangerous... In general, dangerous today than it was when I was a kid or when you were a kid.
But when it happens, when it happened when we were kids, it happened.
And we made it out all right. It did happen, and we didn't, I mean, our parents weren't clawing, chomping at the bit to know who everybody was in the neighborhood.
I don't think parents are happy with the idea that, well, 99 cases out of 100, my kid's not going to get butt raped and ruined for life.
My parents taught me not to talk to strangers, and it worked for me. I didn't have any incidents of, you know, where I considered getting into someone's car because they were offering me candy. I wouldn't have done that if I was offered candy or
the heck you
show
wouldn't
them a
have.
Puppy.
Have you seen these things over and over again on these shows where they go out there and they show you how sex offenders do it and they get kids to do all kinds of stuff at playgrounds?
Depending on how old they are, yes, certain tactics will work on them. One of the tactics that they use, and it's interesting watching this, is the sex offender, the guy that's playing the sex offender, will approach kids and say, "Hey, little boy, I've got a... You know what? I lost my puppy. Can you help me find him? Here's a picture of him. And here, get in my van. We're going to go around and look for this puppy."
Here's the problem with that scare tactic television that you're talking about where they, "Well, let's show you how easy it is to molest a little boy. We'll go to this playground and offer all these kids Laffy Taffy to come get in our van." Well, how... It's just... It makes it sound like on every playground, every day, there's a creepy old man with Laffy Taffy just herding half the kids. Like, "Oh, just remember, kids, get to know your classmates today, because half of them will be meat tomorrow." No, that's not what's going on.
There's certainly sensationalism.
It isn't what's going on, no.
There's no doubt that there's sensationalism involved with it. And also, the other factor is, if you're not there... then yeah, there's a darn good chance your kid could get taken by some scam artist who wants to touch them. But if you're sitting there at the playground watching your child, you're going to notice the creepy old man approaching them, offering them something. You're going to wonder, what's that guy offering my child? Why is he talking to my child?
Would it matter?
Maybe you would want to get up from your bench and go investigate instead of watching as your child climbs into a van and pulls away out of the parking lot. I mean, come on. No parent who's actually there is going to allow their child to be abducted.
It happens, man.
In front of the parents? Not very darn often.
No, not in front of the parents.
So,
you know,
keep an eye on your kids.
Oh, that's it. That's the explanation.
Yeah.
Every time they have to be within eyeshot until they're 18 years old, in which case...
Not until they're 18.
See, you wouldn't care about
the
this if I decided I wanted to put together a sex offender. If I wanted to watch the newspaper and find everybody who's been convicted of a sex crime, and I wanted to put it on a website, and then I wanted to get together with other people in other towns that wanted to do the same fun hobby, you wouldn't care one bit. You'd be like,
like, oh, well, go ahead. It's a free market solution.
Go ahead there, buddy.
And you could care less. It's the cops you hate, man. It's all down to your black-hearted hatred for police.
That's not it at all.
It is. I just proved
it. You wouldn't be able to do it as effectively, because if you put together your own little organization,
the Red Cross is nationwide.
How would you know when they moved?
How do the cops know when they move?
They're required by law to report it.
Until they're when they're on probation.
No, for the rest of their lives.
And what happens if they don't?
Then they've committed a felony.
Not a felony.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that for a second.
It's a violation of probation.
They're not on probation.
They're on some form of it. It's a violation of their agreement.
They have to report to the community that they live in.
The fact is,
regardless of where they live,
it's for the rest for no, every crime.
No
every
one interrupted crime, you. Stop true. It. For the rest of their lives, and it is a felony. It's a felony in every state in this country.
In this state, it's also any crime you have to report to the sheriff within 24 hours or 72 hours or something like that.
Any crime you have?
Any crime.
Any felony.
Any felony. Now, that's the truth.
Wait, I don't understand.
So it's only enforced on sex offenders.
In the state of Florida, any felony on your record, no matter where you move, you have to report to the local authorities to let them know you're a convicted felon in the state of Florida.
Really?
Yep.
That's gay, too. We need to get
Certainly
rid of that
is.
As well. Because felons should have their freedoms restored 100%, and that includes sexual offenders. And I'm sorry, Manwich, we should not be advocating, especially on Free Talk Live, the use of the police state because some parents are lousy at taking care of their kids.
I'm sorry that sex offenders are more likely than any other offender to recidivize, but I think that it should be watched.
And you want to force people to pay for these programs, right?
Well, look, man, the fact is the public demands protection. So it's either this or prison for the rest of their lives. That's what some states are doing. Some states are holding them past their sentence. What do you think they'd rather have, Ian?
Let me ask you a question, Manwich. How does the sex offender registry protect anyone?
People look in their neighborhoods. People say, well, let's say I've got a kid and I've got a neighborhood and I should go check and see if there's sex offenders.
Great. And then you find out that Bob Jacobson down the street molested 14 children 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, how does that stop Bob Jacobson from touching your child when your kid's outside playing?
Well,
all you know is that you've got one close.
Well, this is what you do. You have your kid and you say, honey, look at this picture. It's a guy, and there's the house.
What if he puts on a wig?
And if you see him, I don't want you to ever go anywhere near him. He's a bad, bad man.
If Bob Jacobson, the serial molester, wants your kid bad enough, he will pick him up and run like a football.
It lessens my kid's chance.
No.
It gives me protection.
No,
it absolutely does.
You're living in a fantasy world. 800-259-9231. If you're not there, your kid's not being protected, period. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white. And that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And
the fascist. What was your name?
God.
What was your name again?
It's like you pick everything you possibly can.
Let's go and get the government. I get the government.
What was your name?
Man.
Fascist. I'm sorry. 1-800-259-9231.
That wasn't funny the first time. Why'd you drag it out for a second?
Hold on just a second. One more time. Manwich.
Yeah, there it is.
Low life. All right. We're talking about sexual offender lists, and they're all over the country. People, when they get out of jail for being sex offenders, whatever that means, there's various different crimes that are categorized as sex offender. Some of them we would all agree shouldn't be there, like peeing in public.
I've had some fairly offensive sex in my life, really.
And when you get out, you're added to the sex offender list, and then everybody can access this list on a website. They can punch it up and find out who in their neighborhood was a sex offender. And it ruins people's lives. I mean, if somebody is... You're saying that it's a high recidivism rate, Manwich, but that leaves out the fact that there are probably people that get out of jail and don't go back.
There absolutely are people that get out
and
of
so
jail
they suffer.
And don't.
So they suffer as a result of people looking them up and then making judgments about them based on a government database.
I'm sorry. That's just the way it's got. People want to be protected. The public demands this.
People need to learn to protect themselves. Stop taking away their responsibility, Manwich. It's your child, and it's your responsibility to keep them safe, not the police, and not a database.
All right, here's a question. Why are you okay with one enforcement method, in this case, the sex offender registry, one enforcement method going overboard on the people who don't deserve it, when you're not okay with it with any other method of enforcement?
It's information, and people would know from the if people knew from the beginning. I don't think we should retroactively go after people necessarily, but I understand. But if it's part of your sentence, it's part of your sentence, man. And you will be 25 years in prison, and you'll be on the federal sex offender registry list for the rest of your frickin' life.
And you have to go everywhere you live from now until the day you die.
It's
you
part of the
have
deal.
To go and report to the local law enforcement.
It is part of the deal.
That means your local judge can make a ruling that affects you everywhere you live in the country.
You know, I feel
insane.
Bad for people in Florida who can't vote, and I think it's wrong that they can't vote because they're convicted felons. But it's not like it wasn't the way it was all the whole time.
But people in Florida can vote if they bring a felony with them from another state.
So because
but if
and if they go to another state they can vote. So there you go.
And if they go to another state they can vote. But in this case, let's say, you know, some guy is molesting kids out in California and he serves his time and all that stuff and he moves a couple places in California. Then all of a sudden he moves to Minnesota and he has to register in Minnesota because of something that happened in California that was ruled by a local judge there.
See, and here's the thing. You're not making valid points because you wouldn't care if a private entity did it. If, for instance, I did it as a hobby. Or maybe, what if Channel 8 did it? Or, you know, Big Six on Your Side reports where sex offenders are in your neighborhood. And
the channels would eat this up. You know how evening
then
news
then the marketplace could handle it, man. Which then if people really were demanding this product, then I couldn't say anything about it because it wasn't.
You know, people
be,
are demanding it.
It wouldn't be funded coercively, Manwich.
Well, then that's the fine. Then I don't care about coercive, schmersive. That doesn't matter to me. People
yes, it does matter to you. You're supporting the coercive version of it.
No, as all I'm saying is that we should have a sexual offender registry.
Great. Then start advocating a voluntary option.
And there's no such thing as a private registry that can require every sex offender to register on it everywhere they go.
The thing is that you'll be able. They'll track these people just the same as.
Great. If there really is a demand, then let it happen in the marketplace.
Equifax tracks people. TRW or whatever it is.
Fine.
They track them. They know where people live at any given time.
Put it together, Manwich. Try to make money off of it.
I don't care anything about it.
Oh, I see.
I don't have kids, man.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't matter to me, but people want it. It's demanded.
Good.
So you're acting like it's a privacy issue, and it's not to you.
No,
it's a coercion
issue. It's a privacy issue because the government is coercing people's information from them.
Okay, now I do have to jump on this side over here for a second. Would it be a privacy issue for you if a private entity found out about your sexual offender history?
If they found out about it, they found out about it through some sort of legitimate channels. I mean, if I moved into an area and they somehow found out about that, good for them. There's data mining companies all over the place that take information given up voluntarily by them.
Okay, so that doesn't become a privacy issue for you?
If you give up your information
I'm not saying if you give up your information. Let's say, for whatever reason, if you get caught molesting a child, and so, of course, there's a public report of you getting caught molesting a child. Uh-huh. Somebody's going to hear about it. At that point, if there's a national registry that's run by a private organization that'll follow you for insurance purposes, that, you know, all these companies are going to check this national registry, is that not the same type of privacy issue?
Try to get rid of your bad credit, Ian. If you had bad credit.
It's absolutely just as much a privacy issue whether it's public, whether it's a tax-funded organization or a privately funded organization.
Well, what would you do about it if it was a privately funded organization?
What could you do about it?
Nothing.
What can you do about it now?
Nothing.
What can you do?
So
if
you're okay. So,
right.
But so it only bothers you because it's a government.
It absolutely
it's
is.
So it's not a privacy issue for you at all.
That's not the point you were making.
Yeah, it's not a privacy issue for you at all.
I'm a fascist because of the points you were making.
You were taking the wrong point at that because you counteracted yourself.
Yeah, you were talking about it as a privacy issue, and I agree with you. It should not be coercive. The government should not get any money for the purpose of putting up a sex offender registry, unless people want to donate to it, which case they can donate to that. And the government has control of the court system currently, so they would have the information of the sex offenders where they are. I think that it doesn't matter. I don't think it should be involuntary, but...
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to George in Alberta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, George. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was just listening to Manwich, and, first thing, I think it's a good thing that he doesn't have children to start with.
Why?
So
secondly,
do we.
Well, yeah. Secondly, you know, I'm a fact checker, and I listen to Manwich's argument, and, you know, his facts just don't check out. For instance, you know, recidivism. Sex offenders are less likely to be recidivists than the general criminal population. Now, he's going, oh, no, offenders, they're going to go back.
Where'd you
and
get
they're
these,
going to reoffend.
Where'd you get this information from?
Department of Justice website. They've got a whole section on recidivism here, and 43% of sex offenders are going to reoffend compared to 68% of non-sex offenders.
Wait a second. I want to tell you where I got my information from.
Hang on.
A friend of mine worked for the Department of Corrections in Florida. I'll let you go through
no,
on with it. I just want to...
Department of Justice. They keep the stats for the entire country. This is not just one state. One state may be an aberration. This is for the whole country.
Hmm.
Now, they'd look at child victimizers specifically. Did you know that there are 234,000 people in the last year this census was taken that were convicted of rape? Only 4,300 child molesters in the whole country.
Wow.
If you're freaking about child molesters, I'd be more worried about the guy who's going to come and rape your 18-year-old sister. You know,
great
it's
point.
Not a question of having to protect the children and bring in statistics that aren't real. It's a fact about getting real. There's a lot of sex offense going on in the country. Most of it is against adults, not against children. Yeah, let's protect the children. But that sex offense registry, man, it's not for the kids. It's for people who have husbands and wives who are sitting around and are going to get assaulted by the 234,000 people who come out as rapists every year.
Great perspective,
George.
Could
you post that on our website, on our BBS, please? Are you a member of the BBS, George?
No, I'm not. I could be, but...
Yeah, head on over there, pbs.freetalklive.com. Thank you for
Please
the perspective.
Do.
We appreciate
no
it. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves, and literally anything goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. We're talking about the Sex Offender Registry. And a few moments ago, Torgo, you pointed out that You called me out on a privacy question, because I had originally said this was a privacy issue, and you say that, no, for me it's not a privacy issue, it's a government issue.
Right.
And I think it is a privacy and government issue. I've had enough of a chance to think about it a little bit, so let's see if you can follow me on this one.
Okay, go right ahead.
When it comes to the government, according to the Constitution, we're supposed to have a right to privacy. You know, they're not supposed to, for instance, search your home without a warrant. I mean, there's all kinds of things they can't do by restriction of their rules.
However, there are certain things they can't do, but I just want to make it straight that the Constitution does not say you have a right to privacy.
Okay,
it does
true.
Say certain things can't happen, but it doesn't have anything to do with your criminal history.
Well, nonetheless, I don't think the government should have anything to do with intruding upon your privacy. So, in regards to the marketplace, however, whatever information is out there, I think, should be available for anyone that wants to collect it. Anybody that wants to go through the steps that are required to collect information, whether they be a private investigator or just somebody who's good at searching the web or a credit reporting agency, should be able to acquire that information. If you want privacy in the marketplace, it is up to you to acquire that privacy for yourself, whether that be moving into a new home and having a friend of yours register the power bills and all that sort of thing, so you have total privacy as far as your living arrangements are concerned, using aliases, using pseudonyms, using other different privacy keeping measures. I think it's up to you to keep your privacy. You can't expect other people to respect it. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, so
he's been very consistent with that thought process throughout the show.
I understand that. So for you, it's a privacy issue if the government is involved.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, but it's only a privacy issue if the government is involved.
Of course, because you could get away from it. I mean, even if you got convicted of a sex crime and the conviction would be public, that's public information. I mean, we can all go to the website here in Florida and punch in each of our names and see if we've all been convicted of crimes.
Yeah, but that's here. The majority of counties across the country, you can't. Now, you can go down to the local public records office and look somebody up.
Right. And if you were sitting in the courtroom the day that you were convicted, you would know that that was public. Anyway, it's public record that these crimes happened and that whoever it was allegedly created the crimes. But once you get out of jail in a more of a free market situation, you could easily go and change your identification. You could go and move somewhere and nobody would know who you were. Unless they were the most dedicated, unless Manwich's fictitious group that he claims is in demand that, would follow around the sex offenders and find out where they live. Unless they were really Johnny on the spot for you, there'd be no way for them to acquire the information that they were looking for to continue keeping track of you. You see what I'm saying?
Right, but let's say here's an example of a life that you could have in your free market society. You've built up a good good relationship with businesses. You've built up a good relationship with credit bureaus, insurance companies, DROs in your case,
okay,
whatever silliness that might happen to be. But you've built up a good lifestyle for yourself.
Okay.
You do something somebody doesn't like that would get reported as an offense.
Yeah.
Whether it's a sexual offense or whether it's something that might be outside the realm of what your DRO approves of or what your insurance company approves of.
Got an abortion, for instance.
Yeah, you could be marked for the rest of your life unless you change your name, which means unless you take your entire reputation, throw it away, and start over, you're going to have that mark on you for the rest of your life. It's still a privacy issue. Absolutely. It's still completely none of anyone's business. That's my problem with it.
The fact that you did something is no one's business at all?
Especially if you didn't hurt anyone else. Let's say, for example, your insurance company says that you can only have sex with people who are over the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
Your 19, 17-year-old girlfriend, same situation, same statutory rape situation, except enforced by an insurance policy or a DRO instead of by...
I see.
Okay. That's, in my opinion, not a morally wrong thing to do, to have sex at 19 with a 17-year-old person.
Nothing wrong with that.
However, because you've done it, you now have a black mark that will follow you under your real name for the rest of your life.
Should have bought a different insurance policy. Let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Nutball.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
In that case, Walt. Torgo, you chose that insurance policy. Walt, what's up?
Well, I just want to touch on this subject here.
Sure. Touch on the subject.
That's great. I'd like to take this matter into hand.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm trying to be serious, gentlemen. Okay.
Yes, sir.
My attitude is, child molesters, rapists, stuff like that, my attitude is you just execute them.
Whoa.
Well, there's...
Now, wait a minute.
People believe that.
Now, wait a minute, but... Back to this thing, if you're 19 or 18 and you've got a 13 or 14, 15-year-old girlfriend,
okay,
that's a different subject. In other words, that's one of these things like...
Where's your cutoff, Walt? I noticed you said 13. If you're 19 years old, what's your cutoff?
Well, I don't know. I've never given it any thought, to be honest with you.
Okay,
But let's say you're 17, 18 years old, okay, and you're a guy that's, say you've got a flashy red convertible and,
you're going to get your best girl and take her to the drive-in.
Yeah, whatever. You know, I mean, you know, in that particular instance, I don't see.
Oh, we agree with you, Walt.
Well, I mean, while it's against the law, I still don't see that much wrong with it. I mean, if you go way back,
you were able to. I mean, when you were a teenager, you were able to make those decisions. I mean, we all remember.
Oh,
back
certainly,
to those days.
Certainly.
It's ludicrous that we're all spending money to keep these guys in jail,
well,
and then we have to follow them around for the rest of their lives.
Anything the government has its hands in, you can bet it's going to be a mess.
You're absolutely right. Walt, great call, man. Thanks as always. 800-259-9231. You want to sneak your thoughts in here? You better do it now. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain here. You better get your call in now if you want to make it. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, Wiki, live streaming, and more. It's all for free. If you like the fact that we give you everything for free at freetalklive.com, then consider becoming an amplifier. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn more about the program there. You'll learn about the perks that you get. You get access to our amplifier-only call-in line. We've got amplifier classic archives that only you have access to, and the amplifier forum as well. You get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, you can learn about the milestones that we have for the project. For instance, when we reach our final goal, we'll cut back on commercial time on the show by 25%. So there's lots to learn about. Essentially, the $3 a month that we're asking for, we take in and turn right back around into advertising for the show. We promote Free Talk Live. We get more listeners hearing the message of freedom and liberty and occasionally Man, which is fascist rantings, here on the show. It's amp.freetalklive.com. We need to go to the phones, though, because Phil's on the line in San Antonio. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Phil in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Hey, Phil. It says here you're listening to the radio. Is that true?
Yeah.
What station are you listening to out there in San Antonio?
3215.
3215.
Shortwave.
Shortwave radio. Oh, interesting. Got it. Okay, very good, sir. So what's on your mind?
I'm not so certain. You were the one I was listening to talking.
Oh, probably. What were you listening to?
I was listening to 3215, and it was
we were just talking about sex offenders.
Yeah, what were you listening to, a Bible show?
No, not at all. It was talking about the thing up in New York that happened on 9/11 and the people that were getting...
Well, what did you have to say, man? This is Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever you want, so go now.
Okay. The plane that went down in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
My question was, why was there no bodies found in that thing?
It was just
a big hole, kind of like, and a bunch of debris scattered around.
Do they always
around.
Find bodies when planes crash?
Yeah.
If there were people in them, yes.
they may not
find whole bodies, but at least pieces of them.
Okay, I didn't know if the fire could have gone so hot to incinerate the bones or something.
Usually when something full of people stops and kills everyone, the people are left behind.
Really? I mean, there were no bodies found at the site of the Flight 93
I'm not
crash?
Saying that that's true, but I'm saying that when there are plane wrecks... Bodies are found.
Right.
Yeah, that's what... I'm sorry that I for some reason I got this number. I called in.
It was a great question, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Hey, give us a listen at freetalklive.com sometime.
Thanks.
All right. Well, it's too bad we're not on shortwave. Oh, well.
Well. 3215 confuses the crap out of me. Yeah,
what station do you listen to? 3,
Zeta, 9.
You're not listening
Quickstar,
to the radio.
11.
You know what? You know it probably was. I bet I know what it was. It's probably some shortwave station re-airing another one of the programs on our network. And so, therefore, they're giving out the same call-in line since we use our network's phone lines.
Uh-huh.
They're giving out the same call-in line, except it's not a live show. And so, therefore, he called in and...
Probably just some angry, loudmouth Texas conspiracy show.
Right. And probably when our board op answered the phone and said Free Talk Live, he had no idea what he was listening to in the first place. So that's how this happened.
It's like, I just was hearing some gravelly voice ranting about 9/11.
Yeah. Most listeners, I mean, if they're just tuning into their radios, they don't really even know who they're listening to unless they're dedicated listeners over and over again. That's probably what happened. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
All right, we're done for tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow night, same time, same place, online, of course, at freetalklive.com. One final thought for you, Manwich. The Sex Offender Registry will not protect parents from first-time offenders. See you tomorrow night.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.